Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. What a beautiful night. A whole lot better than last week, where the temperature was somewhere 100 or so, it seemed, or maybe 110, I don't know. But it's been a beautiful day today and a beautiful night. Glad to see so many of you here. And, of course, I am Steve Hexum from KBUR. We're going to be broadcasting our concert tonight by immediate delay at 9 o'clock on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, brought to you by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale, Southeast Iowa's service home center for both the building professional and the do-it-yourselfer, and by Beckman TV and Appliance, your brand choice expert for the very best in appliances and service. And our concert tonight is underwritten by the Burlington Fine Arts League. That means they're paying for everything for tonight. So let's have the round of applause for them. And our very special guest conductor for the evening, he's been a middle school band director in Mount Pleasant since 2007. He's a Mount Pleasant native. Please give a warm welcome to Adam Krieger and the Burlington Municipal Band.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and good evening, and welcome to this evening's concert. It's an honor to be asked to conduct the ensemble tonight, and my goal is to provide you with a musical world's fair, if you will, selections from around the country and the world at large. So we opened up there with a Sousa march that was called the Invincible Eagle, which John Philip Sousa referred to as his Shining Star March. So now we're going to take a trip across the pond to the Netherlands, and this piece is a powerful, fast-moving song that begins with a brass fanfare and then takes off like a rocket and keeps pushing till the end. This is Flashing Winds by Dutch composer John Vanderroost. Thank you. That's a workout to direct as well as play. And that should be Jan van der Roost, not Jan van der Roost. I Americanized his name, and he would hurt me if he was here. So now that we're in the Netherlands, we're going to take a trip south down to Italy, and our next piece is called Italian Feast. Italy's known for their history, music, and especially their cuisine. And so Italian Feast features a cross-section of Italy's most well-known tunes. It opens with the Tarantella dance, followed by a slow and beautiful gondola ride in Naples to the tune Santa Lucia, and closes with the very famous Funiculi Funicula, which translates as The Merry Life. Here is Italian Feast. Thank you.
For those of you that are wondering, I'm not emotional. I just have an overactive pituitary gland. So, but they do play really well, don't they? Yeah, yeah. So, our next song is direct from Pixar Studios and is the main theme from The Incredibles. So, how many have gone and seen the new movie? Okay, well, I think more people should do that. So if you want to catch the late show, I think there's one over at Westland Mall. So, but it seemed only fitting to play this on this concert. For those that haven't seen the movies, the main theme is reminiscent of spy movie classics, such as James Bond or Mission Impossible, but with a fun, upbeat twist. So please sit back and enjoy Pixar's The Incredibles. So our next piece on the program might stumble some of you when you see the words American Anthem. Most of us are drawn to the Star Spangled Banner. But this was a piece written by Gene Shear, and it was commissioned by the great documentary filmmaker Ken Burns in his series The War, which was based on the stories and lives of those who served during World War II. The piece was recorded by singer-songwriter Nora Jones, and is a beautiful depiction of the service and sacrifice that so many gave for our country. Here's a brief quote of the lyrics by Nora Jones. All we've been given by those who came before, the dream of a nation where freedom would endure. The work and prayers of centuries have brought us to this day. What shall be our legacy? What will our children say? Let them say of me, I was one who believed in sharing the blessings that I have received. Let me know in my heart when my days are through, America, America, I gave my best to you.
Thank you.
Uproar is a piece that depicts what happens so often to us in the hustle and bustle of daily life. The piece is constantly changing time signatures and creates a great feel of unease. Throughout there will be moments of power, anger, frustration, tension, interspersed with moments of calm and peace that are then again, turned upside down. It's really a roller coaster, much like life, from start to finish. So sit back, hold on, and we'll see you at the end. This is Uproar. Thank you. Another big blockbuster hit this year was the Avengers Infinity War movie. And the leader of those Avengers superhero team is none other than Captain America, who had his own standalone film in 2011. Written by Alan Silvestri, The March depicts this superhero in all his glory. So please enjoy the Captain America March. The winner of 7 Academy Awards in 1991, including Best Original Score by composer John Barry, Dances with Wolves tells the story of Army Officer John Dunbar and his friendship with the tribe of the Sioux Native Americans on the Great Plains. This is a several section piece, if you will, and so the music opens with John Dunbar's theme on trumpet, which is then passed around the band. After this, you'll hear Dunbar's journey to Fort Sedgwick, depicting the beautiful open landscape of the prairie. The next section takes a dark turn with a Pawnee attack, featuring bullet and shooting sounds in the percussion section, which they like to play. This is followed by the movie's love theme between Dunbar and his wife, Stands with a Fist. And finally, the piece closes with the dramatic music from the famous buffalo hunt scene. We hope you enjoy this symphonic suite of Dances with Wolves.
Thank you.
There are a lot of soloists on that. Derek Murphy on trumpet, Marcia Korb on flute, Sue Christensen on clarinet, and Libby on horn, and then we had a bassoon solo, and
Joel,
okay, who I just met. Okay, no, I've known him for a while, I just forgot his name. So, and Joel on bassoon, so lots of soloists. And then our percussion, you know, our gunshots over there too, so, yeah. Round of applause for all those people, yeah. Written in the 1970s for Broadway, Jesus Christ Superstar was just recently re-released this past year on Easter Sunday with a live-action performance of the musical featuring John Legend, Sarah Bareilles, and Alice Cooper, to name a few. In this medley, you'll hear Superstar, Hosanna, I Don't Know How to Love Him, and John 1941. This is highlights from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Thank you.
From Whom All Blessings Flow is an adaptation of the famous church hymn by the same name, also known as Old Hundredth or the Doxology. It's a standard in the band world and takes the listener on a journey through various forms of this very simple tune until its final grand statement at the very end in the brass. So we hope you enjoy Ed Huckabee's From Whom All Blessings Flow.
Thank you.
very quickly, before we close, I want to thank you all again for coming out this evening. I want to thank the band for all of their time and effort, and especially putting up with some of my idiosyncrasies, if you will. I would especially like to thank Jim Preeb, Marcia Korb, and the Muni Band Board for inviting me to direct. Having played with a lot of these folks, learned from them, and looked up to them for many, many years, nearly half my life, it's really an extreme honor to be up here and have the privilege to direct them. So it only seemed fitting tonight in our World's Fair of Music that we open with the Sousa March and we end with the Sousa March. So thank you again for coming. This is the Stars and Stripes Forever.